We're teaching God's in control, and it sounds blasphemous when we say he's not. What we're trying to say is that everything that happens is not the will of God.
Yeah.
Power of life and death is in your tongue. If everything that's happening is the will of God, why did he put that kind of power in your tongue? Men are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If everything's God's administrative choice, then why are we being destroyed for the lack of knowledge? We'd be destroyed for God's choice. Let's get the knowledge and stop destruction. Men are reaping what they sowed. That's not God's administrative choice. Sometimes there's repercussions in life because we're not walking in faith, walking in truth. And then in human wisdom, we turn around and put it on God as if he sovereignly designed this thing when we might be walking in ignorance or willfulness and it has nothing to do with God. Are you following me? God ordains life, not death. He's the author and giver of life. Okay? He's not the thief. God receives your lost loved one. When they pass away, he doesn't ordain their death. He told us to raise the dead. Why would he be taking people out? Let's just get this thing straight. I don't know why God took them. God didn't take anyone. He received them. There's a place for us to keep growing in faith. Listen to me very carefully and stay humble. You've been humble all week. You people are amazing. I have complimented you over and over again in my heart and to others. You guys are an amazing congregation. It's going to make me cry. You have been so receptive. I honor you. You guys, when I'm up here preaching, I'm saying some straight, sharp, challenging, convicting stuff. And you're sitting there like humble sponges, sucking it in. And even if it's more than you can process, you want it. You want to hear it. I can tell. And I'm honored by that. I'm like, whoa, you guys are awesome. You're really, really awesome. Okay? So, man... I don't know where I need to go. I might just stop there. Okay. The bottom line is this. We are accountable. We've got a sword. We've got a shield. And we've got armor. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Watch this. When God's sovereign and everything that happens is his choice, and you believe that, it takes the fight out of a Christian. When you have a belief that God is sovereign in the sense that everything is happening is God's choice, it takes the fight out of a Christian, so it unarms you, it disarms you. That would be the lie from hell. He would want to disarm you. Are you following me? So watch this. Jesus said, don't fear, and Jesus says, don't worry. And the first two reactions of the average Christian in crisis is to fear and worry and then cry out to God. And it proves that we're walking in a very low level of understanding of authority, power, and God's choice. So we reduce the gospel to a method and a principle that we apply to try to get help instead of a relationship that we already won. We're driven by fear more than we're ever driven by faith, if we'll be honest. And we ought to stay humble and stop creating analogies to explain our problems and saying things to make our hurting hearts feel better at the cost of truth, which makes us free. Let's get humble once again, and let's get back to the Word of God. Let's stop blaming Him, let's stop writing it off as Him, and let's grow up into Him in all things through the unity of faith, and let's turn this world around because Jesus is Lord. You follow me? We can no longer afford to say it was God, because if it was God that took your child, how can you worship Him if you really believe He took your child in the sense of worship Him as the Redeemer, the Vindicator, your victory? Because people don't understand that. So now their hands are in their pocket at worship and they're crying because they believe God somehow took their child. And they can't even enter into the glory of who He is because their life is confusing them. God has given us every faucet and avenue to win. And he told us to do it without fear. And the fact that we fear so quickly proves we have a long way to go and grow. So let's stop thinking we know so much and trying to explain everything when we still need to know him more. Because if I'm living without fear, I'm a lot closer than I've ever been before. And I'm going to see an authority in my life that I haven't seen before. And all of a sudden, I'm not praying because I'm a man in need. I'm praying because I have an amazing answer and I'm in covenant. And all of a sudden, God's not defined by the circumstance. The circumstance is defined by God. That's the difference when we talk about sovereignty. Sorry, but that's a passionate one in my heart.
That's a good one.
Because we have sold God cheap, guys, so many times. We have called him the thief. I was in intercessory prayer one day and God said, Dan, they've been calling me the thief for generations. And I could hear his heart and I began to cry. And I said, God, you didn't steal anything. All you ever did was give your son. And we're accusing you of taking ours. And all you ever did was give your son. There's a thief sneaking like a snake in the grass, laughing as he's accusing God to men and men to God. Don't you listen to the devil anymore. God is good and he's the giver of life. And you get out your sword and you hold up your shield and you fight like you've never fought before. Amen? Yeah. Okay.